After Jesus' death, the disciples didn't know what to do with themselves, so they decided to go back to what they knew, fishing. But they had no success. They did what they used to do, and it didn't work anymore. The band of fishermen was lost and lonely. Going backwards wasn't working, but they didn't know how to move forward without Jesus leading them. They felt out of sorts, in unfamiliar territory, even though they were trying to do something they had known before. And just when they thought things couldn't get any stranger or more uncomfortable, Jesus showed up. What we might see in this part of the story is that going back to the old ways of doing things will leave us as empty as the nets. That old habits will not make us comfortable or take us back to where we used to be. Once we have moved forward, there is no going back. Jesus told them to fish on the other side of the boat. They did, and they were suddenly overwhelmed with fish. The nets were bulging. Do you remember that in our biblical stories, numbers play an important role? In this story, there were 153 fish caught in the net. So if 40 days and 40 nights of Noah's Ark meant a long time, and 40 days in the wilderness meant a long time, then in this story of doing things differently with God, catching 153 fish in a net must have had huge meaning. Some biblical scholars say that this is God saying that doing things differently will catch so many more people in the net of God's love. This enormous catch does not break the net. There is room for more. Changing how we operate in God's world is the way to showing God's love, holding the world together. The fishermen needed to do something totally opposite than they had used to do. They needed to realize that the old ways were gone and that something had changed, and they needed to live into the change. Then Jesus invited them to sit down, and he fed them. He offered them food for their body and time for their soul to understand that they now had something different to do in God's world. They had time to discern, to understand, to come to the knowledge that as God's people, disciples of Jesus who showed them how, they were to go out into the world and look after God's people. Jesus spoke directly to Simon Peter, this disciple who probably still carried regret and sorrow that he had denied Jesus three times during those moments of fear when Jesus was taken by Roman soldiers. This time, Jesus has Simon Peter affirm three times that he loved Jesus. This reminder of faith, of his commitment to follow the teachings of Jesus, was a reminder that Jesus had faith that Simon Peter could do the job. This conversation on the beach affected Simon Peter profoundly, and from then on, he was seen as one of the most humble followers of Jesus, but also one of the great leaders of the early church. Our reading today ends with a warning by Jesus that being a great leader for God, looking after the less fortunate, can get you into trouble. There is a foreshadowing of the trouble that Peter would find himself in, and that he would be taken away to be killed. Even so, Jesus says, follow me. Even when sharing the news of great love will make you unpopular, do it. Even when you speak of words and actions that pit you against the government of church, of country, if you do it for the good of others, do it. Once you make the commitment to live in faith, the way you offer words of justice, not retribution, of kindness, not hatred, and of caring, should change the way you live in the world. Jesus knew that the disciples didn't know how to move forward in a different world, so he met them in their confusion and redirected them. He reminded them that they had a responsibility to look after the people of God's world, a responsibility to share and be God's fierce love, to share and be God's justice that treats everyone the same, Jew, Gentile, Roman. Doesn't this Easter story speak to us today? As we yearn for change, as we find ourselves looking for answers in the past, we know that we cannot recreate what was. We need to find new ways forward. What happened 30 years ago can't happen again in the same way, because the rest of the world is marching forward, growing, moving in new directions. Jesus challenges us today not to go back to old habits, but to try something totally different. He challenges us to recognize that totally different may change our life completely, but that if we do this with the good of others, the care of others, the acceptance of others as our goal, then we will know the strength and love of God is with us. As faithful people, we are asked to live our faith, not just say the words in these four walls, but to take words and actions into the world that will offer the less fortunate, the vulnerable, the lost, all that they need to feed their body and heal their soul. We too have a responsibility to share and be God's fierce love, to share and be God's justice that treats everyone the same. Where do we find ourselves in the story of our Easter season, when the risen Christ shakes our visions of death and living? Are we scared? Are we falling back on old habits and rituals? Are we accepting Jesus' invitation to hear the new ways God wants us to interact in the world? Are we willing to take our faith out of the church into God's world? God gives us what we need to be the love. My hope and prayer is that we will have the courage to take our faith into the world, so that all of God's people will be fed. God has faith that we can do this job. May it be so.